This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke billowed into the sky over the Gaza Strip on Monday after an explosion. The Israel-Hamas war continues, sparked by the unprecedented October 7th raid into southern Israel, in which militants killed around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducted around 250 hostages. Israel says the militants are still holding around 100 hostages and the remains of more than 30 others. Israel's war in Gaza has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians. According to local health officials, around two-thirds of them children and women. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, and on Monday he urged for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Saudi Arabia, Blinken said Gaza's humanitarian situation is a catastrophe, and the best way to ease it is to reach an elusive deal to stop the fighting.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
And he hopes Hamas makes the right call.
They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Even without a deal, Blinken says improving conditions in Gaza is vital, while Israel has allowed more aid in.
It's not enough.
And he'll use this trip, his seventh to the region since the war started, to press Israeli leaders to boost the flow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted a ship in the Red Sea, the latest assault in their campaign against international shipping and the crucial maritime route. The attack on Monday happened off the coast of Yemen. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center.